Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio, as well as to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes, as it always does, to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the coronavirus folks that are working to help keep everybody healthy. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe, too. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for all of you keeping us rolling along. Not to forget about the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country, and we're going to get into the oil discussion here in about 10 minutes, but I will tell you that we appreciate everything you're doing to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. All right. President Trump is the biggest cheerleader for the United States of America. No doubt about it. And here's what he had to say with a group that was meeting in the White House yesterday. This is his message.
It's a big moment in our history because we're opening up our country again. People are coming out. They're starting to go around and see what's happening. They've been sort of shut down, as the expression goes. But we're opening up our country. People want our country to open up. Now, we want to do it in a safe way. We want to make sure safety, you know, all about social distancing and washing your hands and all of the things that we're supposed to do. And something I think that's important to say, because I've been okay at this kind of thing, our economy. It's going to come back very, very strong. You know, we built the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nobody even close. Greater than China by far, greater than anybody. Nobody was even close. I did it once, we're going to do it again. And it's going to be just as strong by the time we have it done. And it's going to be a lot sooner than anybody would understand. We're going to have an incredible next year, and I look forward to it.
Well, you know, we got some dismal job reports yesterday, but nobody should be surprised. We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming because people are being given, they're being furloughed, and people are being laid off. And it's not like people are being told they don't have a job anymore. They'll never be able to work. That's not true. Companies can't afford to keep them on the payroll. I get it, and you should get it too. Nobody who ever in their right mind should have thought or even assumed that people were going to, well, we're going to pay you even though you're not working and you'll have your job. Who does that? Nobody. Nobody can afford to do that. Now, there were some lucky ones that might have gotten the PPP money and all that sort of stuff, but guess what? To the victor belongs the spoils. Some people got money that shouldn't have gotten it. And again, you got people that collected checks from dead people, people that were in their family that were dead. They got stimulus checks, and legally, they don't have to give the money back. Fact, they don't have to give the money back. Whoever cooked up that one? But anyway, it's true. And you've had a lot of people, a lot of companies and corporations that don't need the money, that took advantage of a system, and just snuck in the back door, so to speak, and got money. Again, perfectly legal, but that it shouldn't have been allowed to happen. And when it comes to our economy, the IRS has set this Wednesday, which is the 13th, as the deadline for having your information in to get your stimulus, if you didn't get it, check or direct deposit, if that's what you get. You have to go to IRS.gov. You have to go in there, put your information in there, in the computer. There's no phone calls. It's all done by the computer. And if you can't do it by the computer, then shame on you, because you're not going to get your money. That's the way it's done for anybody who hasn't already gotten it. Now, the Senate and the Democrats in the Senate, you ready for this? They proposed a $2,000 monthly check for virus relief to all the lower income people for the next 6 months. That's what they want. That's what they want. Now, we're talking about people that are on Social Security. We're talking about people that are on disability. We're probably talking about some people that are unemployed that would qualify for that, because this is the low end of the spectrum. They want to give them money so that they can have money, I guess. I don't know. Whatever the situation is. And, oh, by the way, a poll was out there yesterday, came out from Rasmussen. The vast majority of people that have been laid off from their job believe that they will be rehired by their employer. And that's more than likely. Once the business comes back, they more than likely will be rehired back. If you did a good job, you don't need to worry. Now, buffet-style dining. Sweet Tomatoes. All over Florida, where I live. Great buffets. Tremendous place to go to eat. The China buffets, the Chinese food. Golden Corral, where they have a buffet. Buffets, as of right now, are a thing of the past. They have been shut down. Same for salad bars, a thing of the past. They've been shut down. Now, that's according to the guidelines from the CDC. Will it change? Maybe. Because after all, you just heard me tell you, Dr. Fauci, who's the one that said, well, you must wear a mask wherever you go, or take precaution. Now he says, you don't need a mask. Holy cow. Make up your freaking mind. And by the way, because you live in Florida doesn't mean you have to adhere to the policies in California or New York. Hello. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato, host of the Underground Podcast, and you're getting tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America with Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. You hear him on Mondays and Fridays on the program during hour number 4. And this portion of the program, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain and you don't know how to get rid of it, and maybe you've had enough of chewing ibuprofen or Aleve or aspirin or whatever it is that you're taking, how would you like to take something that's actually good for you and can help you out? It's called Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an all-natural product. It's got ingredients in it that will reduce the inflammation and the swelling that you have that comes along with a lot of the problems that are dealing with pain. It's also got some nutritional things in there that will help you from a vitamin standpoint. And the best way to find out about what's in it and how it works is to go to the website that the Relief Factor folks gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, click on the video that you'll see with Pete and Seth Talbot in it, smiling and looking at you when you get on the page. And it's about 2.5 minutes long. It'll tell you exactly what's in the product. It'll tell you how it'll work for you. And then it'll tell you how to go ahead and order it, which is simple. You order the 3-week, $19.95 quick start. That's the 3-week, $19.95 quick start right there off the website, relieffactor.com/captain. And it'll be to you in a couple of days, and you'll be enjoying the benefits of a pain-free life within a couple of weeks, 3 weeks at the most. Now, it's worked for me. I've been taking it now for 4 years. 4 years. And I take it every day, twice a day. I take it in the morning or whenever it is I get up, and then I take it at night just before midnight is usually the time I take it. Because sometimes because of the way I sit or have to have my foot elevated and this, that, and the other, that it'll start to ache. I'll start to get a pain in my ankle and my leg and my knee and all that stuff. And if I don't take the Relief Factor, I get it. If I take it,
I don't. It's that simple. So it works for me. It'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. We've all heard about General Flynn this week. The dismissal of the charges against him by the Department of Justice is showing that the Attorney General Barr and that President Trump are in sync over the failings of the Russia probe. The investigation continues in the meantime into the people that created the problem that they did. And believe me when I tell you, even though it's not a rapid thing where people are being arrested right now and this, that, and the other, and people are going, how come nobody's been arrested? There are going to be people that are going to be charged, and they are going to go to jail. It's just a question of who they are and how far up the ladder they're going to kick this thing. Because it goes right into Barack Obama's office. He knew about this. There's been comments made by people that said that Barack Obama was aware of this. Now listen to CNN and MSNBC as they absolutely flat out lost their minds and went off the deep end about Michael Flynn.
It's a pretty dark place on social media. The very first comment after the story broke that I saw on Twitter was, Putin, if you're listening, high five your asset. And there are Russian flags and Russian memes popping up.
And now we see Bill Barr really just doing Donald Trump's dirty work.
Now he has in his back pocket a little AG who saw to it to let Flynn go.
It is, I think, breathtaking dishonesty from the Justice Department.
This is the collapse of the Justice Department.
Now, Katyal, you caught my breath with the collapse of the Justice Department.
This is a case where the fix was in.
The fix is in.
Not good for the rule of law. It's not good for morale. And it's not a fair outcome.
This is an absolute injustice.
I don't worry anyone who cares about the rule of law.
Mike Flynn's lawyers have been engaged in a smear campaign.
This is a political and incredibly destructive thing to the rule of law.
It's all heading towards the president wiping the Mueller investigation out of the history books, at least as far as criminal convictions.
You know, this is what insanity sounds like from a socialist perspective. Every one of these clowns that had something to say, every one of them, are Democrat, liberal, socialist, communist activists. Every one of them. Rather than admitting the obvious, which is that they went after General Michael Flynn with a vengeance, we explain why. You can listen to the show from yesterday and listen to that first hour with Colonel Jim, and you will know why. You will have no doubts at all in your mind why what happened happened. It goes all the way back to when General Flynn was in the Obama administration. He knew where the skeletons were in the Obama administration. Not only in terms of intelligence, general intelligence, but in terms of things like Benghazi, Syria, okay, ring a bell, he knew where the skeletons were buried. And they were scared to death, the Obama administration, they were scared to death that if he got in as a director of national intelligence, that he was going to go after them. Because he knew they'd done things that were against the law. Now the shoe's on the other foot. And all these clowns that you just heard from CNN and MSNBC chiming in, they're part of the problem, not part of the solution. They've never been part of the solution. They're liars, just like the members of the Democratic Party are. They couldn't tell the truth if it stood up and bit them in the you-know-what. And here's the thing. America's much better than these clowns. Much better than these clowns. We need to vote them out. Now listen for one second to Alan Dershowitz, who for 50 years has been one of the best and most revered legal minds in the country.
He was an innocent man. He is a great gentleman. He was targeted by the Obama administration. And he was targeted in order to try and take down a president. And what they've done is a disgrace, and I hope a big price is going to be paid. And what the Obama administration did is unprecedented. It's never happened. Never happened. A thing like this has never happened before in the history of our country. And I hope a lot of people are going to pay a big price because they're dishonest, crooked people. They're scum. And I say it a lot. They're scum. They're human scum. This should never have happened in this country. A duly elected president. And they went after him by going after fine people. And those fine people said, no, I'm not going to lie. I can't lie. He's not the only one. There are many of them.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, scum is putting it politely what they did. They betrayed an entire country. In fact, our faith in our justice system has been shaken by what the Obama administration did to the incoming administration, the Trump administration. Meanwhile, the whole Mueller investigation has been cast under a cloud of suspicion now. But not just the watchful eye of John Durham. The Department of Justice released another memo from then acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, explicitly authorizing a deep dive criminal probe into the Trump team that extended well beyond the Russian interference efforts. This has led many to speculate that Rod Rosenstein was actually complicit in fabricating the circumstance for an investigation where no facts existed to justify such an investigation. Joining me now to discuss all of this is Harvard Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz. Professor Dershowitz also served as part of the president's impeachment defense team. Sir, thanks for being there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What do you think these latest developments mean for the legitimacy of the Mueller investigation, and could criminal charges be going the other way now?
Well, a year and a half ago, I wrote an op-ed. In fact, I wrote one for Newsmax in which I said that Flynn hadn't committed any crime, that he was completely innocent, because the answers that he gave to the questions were not material to the investigation. The FBI already had a tape recording of his conversation with the Russian diplomat, so they weren't asking him the question to elicit information about a past crime or to elicit information that was material to their investigation. They did it for one reason only, to spring a perjury trap on him. And he fell into the trap. He made his statements. They were contradicted by the tape recording. But that's not the proper function of the FBI. When I made that statement, when I wrote those pieces, I was condemned by people on the left. I was condemned by Democrats. I'm making it up. There's no law. Where does this materiality come from? And now, of course, the Justice Department has completely vindicated what I said a year and a half ago and dismissed the charges on the ground that.
Well, there you go. Absolutely positively. So, when you hear the Democrats saying what they're saying, it just isn't true. They're lying to you through their teeth. When they open their mouths, they're lying to you. I'll be right back with more of Captain America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Our military and veterans news segment is coming up here. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is
taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our weekend edition report of our military and veterans news. For all of the information that we have here today, it's a very interesting things to talk about when it comes to our military on this Mother's Day weekend. And by the way, happy Mother's Day out there to all the mothers. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, during this epidemic, this coronavirus, COVID-19 thing that we got going around, people are going to be thinking about changing jobs, and maybe there's something better they can do, and this might be the time to do it. And there is. There is. How would you like to be an aviation maintenance tech? How would you like a job where you're always in demand? How would you like a job where you're the one in control of how much money you make? Now, you'll start out basically a 40-hour week. $60,000 a year is the general starting income right now. You have the opportunity to make a lot more money, and you have the opportunity to travel. So, all you got to do to find out more is go to the website for National Aviation Academy. That website is NAA,
naa.edu. Again, the website is naa.edu. While you're there, take a look at everything they have to offer, and then schedule a tour. Schedule a tour of one of the two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., which is outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right down here in my backyard of Tampa Bay. Now, when you schedule the tour, give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment, and you're going to love what you're going to see. Going to love what you're going to see. Learn what it takes to become a certified aviation maintenance tech today. All right. The command in charge of processing new recruits into the services has updated its policy for accessing coronavirus survivors, or bringing them into the service, that is, say, coronavirus survivors, loosening the restrictions that were banning anyone who had been diagnosed to only those who were hospitalized because of complications. If you weren't hospitalized because of complications and you got over the COVID-19 or coronavirus, then guess what? You're welcome in the military. Now, despite all the uncertainty surrounding next year's defense budget and federal coronavirus spending, service members should expect to get a healthy pay raise in 2021, according to the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee. Now, that's a good thing. I can never put down the amount of money the military gets, or firefighters, or police, or EMS, because of the job that they have to do under circumstances that if you haven't walked a mile in your shoes, you have no idea. You have no idea how difficult it is to be in the military, especially in combat, or to be in the fire service, to be on a rescue truck, or to be on a ladder truck where you're up over the top of everything, or to be a police officer, or to be in the EMS right now with people having to get all suited up to go take care of these COVID-19 cases. Now, the U.S. Air Force has officially abandoned a directive to get its F-35, F-22, and F-16 jets up to an 80% mission capable rate after failing to meet that goal in fiscal 2019. Now, the service's presumption chief of staff indicated that this week. So we'll see where they go from there. Now, Saudi Arabia and the U.S. are having a little bit of a riff, if you will. So it was announced yesterday that the U.S. is pulling two Patriot missile batteries and some fighter aircraft out of Saudi Arabia as tensions between the kingdom and the Trump administration were brewing over oil production. And, of course, the president had threatened to do that. And do it he did. Cut back on some of their military consumption, if you will. Now, President Trump's latest pick to lead the Navy vowed this week to improve public trust in leadership of the service after years of controversies that have led to a tarnished culture within the ranks and the ships that have collided with other vessels and all that other sort of stuff. We certainly know about it. So there you go. Now, the U.S. restaurants and bars, public transportation, all the things that were crowded and busy in the United States, well, they're crowded and busy again in, guess where? South Korea, as they're loosening their anti-coronavirus restrictions after days of no local transmission. So now, the restaurants, the bars, public transportation will all be open again for business because things have calmed down. Now, a troop drawdown is underway. The U.S. is eyeing a push to withdraw troops from an international peacekeeping force that the U.S. heads in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where Egyptian security forces are battling the Islamic State militants on Israel's doorstep. Now, this is according to current and former U.S. officials that have been in the region. Again, ISIS is right there in the Sinai, and Egypt has been going after them, but they've been trying to work their way into Israel. Whether or not they've done it or not is a different story, but they're trying. And also, the Pentagon is proceeding with its planned drawdown to 8,600 troops in the Afghanistan area by July, but the situation will be reassessed with possible additional deployments if the Taliban does not stop attacking Afghan forces. This by May 7th. We'll see what happens, because they've been attacking almost every day. All right, well, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Here we go. 60 seconds. Take it away.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to say God bless that woman who owned the hair salon in Dallas. God bless the governor there. That should have never happened. This is the Constitution. I'm going to say something to Ron DeSantis, who I love, I busted my tail for, okay, and for Donald. I didn't do it for them. I did it for the Lord, because we come on. It was Hillary or Donald Trump. I mean, Donald is a trillion times better, and everybody knows it. How can you work at CNN and put those? You couldn't pay me to say what you guys have to say every day. It's a disgrace. Donald, he shut down China, and then Joe Biden was asking to open up China, and we were homophobic and all that other nonsense. No, sir. No, sir. That won't fly here. Okay, we know the truth. God bless everybody. We got to go to work. Got to take the house back and open up our churches. And we don't have a right to shut anybody down. Everyone has a right to go to work. Your governors are out of line, and you need to be arrested in Jesus' name. Let's get to work, Captain. God bless you.
All right, Todd in Tampa. And, you know, it's definitely going to take place here that the governor's powers are going to be challenged. There's a number of court cases that are out there. Pamela Geller just challenged not the governor, but the mayor of New York with some of his decisions in New York City. And Pamela Geller's organization is definitely taking them on as we speak right now. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out. There is a lawsuit in the works right now. And I'm sure that we're going to hear about different things. And good morning to Elizabeth listening to us. And if you're interested in a vehicle and you want to truck on up to Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, ask for the smiling Elizabeth. She will be able to help you out. How about that? And she's always going to – and remember, by the way, you guys and gals, you veterans, you serve, you save. Go in there and tell her that the captain sent you, and watch and see what happens. Alrighty, I'll be right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, so don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we cruise along in the overnight hours. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and let's get a hold of Mark Walters here. You'll hear him, by the way. That's Donna Fiducia, but you'll hear Mark Walters on the Armed American Radio Show Sunday nights. On many of these same stations.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, now here we go, because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is on the air. Night of report number two for the weekend show. And don't forget, the Pilots and Flying J's nearest you, America's largest truck stop chain, bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And here we go.
She's a land through.
Friday. That's Bob Seger. Struts, the name of that one, Bob Seger, and that's a flashback from days gone by. And I'll tell you what, a lot of really good old-time music I keep finding. I've had a lot of stuff sent to me this week, and I will be playing some of it, so there you go. Now let's get into the weather, because we have got weather to talk about, mostly cold weather. Now, it's warm out the west, it's warm in the deep south, but it's cold everywhere else, and I do mean cold. Now, well below average temperatures with widespread record lows are likely across the eastern, central, and southern U.S. this weekend, basically the eastern two-thirds of the United States. Now, an extensive area of freeze watches and warnings, along with frost advisories, are in effect right now. Meanwhile, above-average temperatures are expected in the west, with possible record highs in the Great Basin and Pacific Northwest. Now, we've got one area of snow and a winter storm warning right now, for all of northern Maine. All of northern Maine. As there's a system off the coast of New England that could bring some snow flurries to Boston today and parts of New Hampshire and parts of Rhode Island. Could bring it. Doesn't mean it's going to. But right now there's a freeze warning for those areas. That freeze warning continues across Connecticut, across Long Island, New York City, across Pennsylvania, into Ohio, into Indiana, into Michigan, into Illinois, into Wisconsin, into the southeastern corner of Minnesota. You have a frost warning across most of Iowa, all of Missouri, the eastern part of Nebraska, the eastern part of Kansas, the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, the northern part of Arkansas, and all of Tennessee, with the exception of central Tennessee and the mountains going north out of Nashville. You've got a freeze warning. Most of Kentucky tonight, there'll be some lows maybe in the 20s. Farmers up there, thoughts and prayers are with you guys, because a lot of you are having, if you got fruit trees, they're budding out and whatnot. And then, of course, West Virginia, Virginia, all of Virginia, the mountains of Carolina, North and South Carolina, the mountains of Georgia. The northwestern corner of Georgia has got a frost warning, but elsewhere up to the northeast and going up through Knoxville and up to Bristol, Tennessee, up 81, a freeze warning. And then upstate New York as well. It's been that way all week long from I-90 from Ripley over to Buffalo, and then I-90 north all the way to the lake, all the way over to 81 and all the way up to Watertown. And we also have, up in North Dakota tonight, the northern part of North Dakota has got a freeze warning, along with some winds. Now, it's unusual that you'll see winds, but there's some gusty winds in the central part of Montana, the western part of North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming. We'll also see some windy conditions in the western part of Minnesota. And the high heat, the 100-degree-plus temperatures in the high desert of California going towards Nevada, some high temperatures around Las Vegas and in Nevada itself, as well as the western part of Arizona, Kingman, up towards the Utah line, I-15, up that way. If you're going up out of Las Vegas, you'll have some warm temperatures. And it was even fairly warm yesterday, but not as warm as it had been in Southern California. Kyle Warren said it was in the 90s, but it had been well up in the hundreds. And Debbie and Tom in Nevada are telling me that, or I'm sorry, in Arizona are telling me, I told them to go sit in the shade and enjoy the nice weather. And they said, well, it's 100 and some odd degrees in the shade and 100 and some odd plus degrees in the sun. So I guess they're not going to do that. They're indoors in the air conditioning, and I can't say as I blame them for all of that. And there you go. So there you go. And you're welcome, Elizabeth. I'm glad you did. Okay. Now, I've also got to say hello to some other folks that have been chiming in tonight.
Dan, the Navy man, just came in there, and hello to him. And all the folks in the chat room that are in there tonight. We got a whole bunch of people that are in there. Let's see. Al in Nebraska, Cousin Vinny in Tennessee, Kyle out in California, Terry in Nashville, Richard the Marine up in Oregon, Amanda's in there from Clearwater, Sam the Paper Man is listening to us, Lynn up in Cape Cod, Bill up in Carrollwood, LJ, who's down there in Lakewood Ranch, and a whole bunch of other people. And hello to you, Karen. I hope you're doing well. And hello to you, Sue. All righty. Now, let's drift on over to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon with us from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, the unrest is growing in these states that are staying closed and keeping people inside. And Dr. Fauci yesterday, on top of everything else, you talk about throwing a curveball, he said people no longer need to wear masks. I'm not kidding you. He said that.
I don't know where he said it, but he's kind of gone back and forth on that.
He said it on a television interview. I can't believe it, but I mean, it's, you know, one day it was, well, you got to wear them, and the next day, no, you don't have to wear masks. So it is what it is.
It would be really very fascinating if someone would do a pretty quick study, which is way above my pay grade, to determine the states that are turning the lights back on, if you will, and certainly with conditions, step one, step two, whatever they may be, and how they're doing economically right now, as opposed to the states that are not doing it, that are not turning the lights back on, and how fast those that are turning the lights back on are recovering, and what businesses and kind of traffic and what kind of commerce they're doing to understand the behaviors of the people now that they can move somewhat more freely, what their behaviors are. Where are they going? Are they going out to do retail shopping? Are they going out to, social events? Are they, you know, are there more people working? You see what I'm saying? It'd be really interesting to see what that kind of traffic is and then say, you know, you blue states, because it appears it's really all blue states, they're having the conflicts here and the protests. So I think that they could almost make their argument that, like, you know, people can't live in the realm of unknown. We don't know when we can get our lives back because of what these mayors and governors are doing.
Yeah, and again, it's hard to predict anything anymore because one day, it seems some of these doctors say one thing about the hydroxychloroquine, and then the next day they're in the other direction. There's another study, but needless to say, and by the way, we'll get into that when we come back. Denise Simon will be back right after the top of the hour news with hour number three. Don't go anywhere. Does America need to stop being naive about China? We're going to get into that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.